Hello, hello. Welcome to Deadly Discourse. This is Giselle Rosado, and for today's segment, we're going to be discussing different modes of symbolic immortality and or reincarnation. I'm going to be asking three different people from different backgrounds about their take on Robert J. Lifton's theory on symbolic immortality, or what you call reincarnation. This segment's fateful research question is, how diverse is the belief in reincarnation and symbolic immortality? To try and figure it out, I will be asking these questions. How do my interviewees interpret these modes? Which modes of Lifton's theory do my interviewees relate with most? And if these modes don't exactly fit their interpretation of reincarnation and/or symbolic immortality, what is different? How do they interpret it differently? Before I get ahead of myself, let me explain Lifton's frameworks and what these modes exactly are. Because I believe most people have their own idea of what reincarnation is, let's focus on what makes up symbolic immortality within Lifton's theory. Lifton has a total of 5 modes of experiencing that may allow one to attain symbolic immortality. These modes are as follows. Biological mode. This refers to the sense that one is the continuation of past generations, and that one will continue to live on in one's progeny. Creative mode, which is the second mode. This comes from the sense that one's work, one's teaching, and one's personal influence will live on so that one's creative contribution to culture and to society will not cease after one passes away. The third mode is called the natural mode. This is, as one is part of eternal nature and or the universe, one can be assured that something of oneself will continue to live on after death. The fourth mode is called the spiritual mode. This deals with the possibility of transcending death through spiritual and religious attainments. The fifth and final mode is experiential mode. This mode is characterized by a psychological state that can take the form of an intense ecstatic peak experience or a more common feeling of being fully alive. What you'll hear next are excerpts of my interviews with 3 people. Each interviewee was asked, which mode do they relate with the most? What is different from their own beliefs with regards to the modes, and or what is their full interpretation of these modes as a collective? As you listen, think about which mode or which story resonates most with you. We're now going to move on to our first interview. I want you to please keep in mind the modes that were mentioned before and the purpose of me asking these certain questions to my interviewees. If you need to go back in the recording, you may do so if you feel the need in order to remember the modes.